Are you taking action in your life consistent with desired outcomes? Personal accountability is the key. Impact Corporation is dedicated to helping individuals and organizations improve performance through accountability. Learn about Impact's training and coaching products at impaqcorp.com or call 310-275-0055.
Join the He Said, She Said accountability team, Mark Samuel and Sophie Sheesh of Impact Corporation, on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 here on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to Circle of Change here on Saturday. This is Dr. Zara Larson. What a great show. We've talked about social networking. We've talked about cross-generational. We're going to step in now to service of others before my special guest at the bottom of the hour. You know, for those of you who've listened into our show, you know how often I quote this thought that in order to get an A in transition, we first need to focus on the Fs. And those would be a mix of our faith, family, friends, fun, food, fitness, finance, and focus on others. So I'd like to welcome on the line today my broadcast partners, Mark Samuel and Sophie Sheesh. Welcome on the line, you two, from Impact Corporation.
Thank you. Good morning, Zara.
Good morning.
Good morning, Zara.
You bet. And for those who want to take a look, it's impaqcorp.com. Mark and Sophie, that last element of focusing on others. I know you two have a very strong belief, this whole idea, as we grow our own accountability, as well as organizations do, this idea of really focusing on service to others.
Yes.
Give us a launch on that topic, Mark.
Yeah, it's absolutely, you know, a critical aspect of accountability in terms of just what service can we provide others. Because we've all been graced with gifts, whatever our particular talents are that we are, you know, meant in this world to be accountable for. A big part of that is how we share it with others and contribute to others. And as we contribute to others, we get it returned back to us. And that's really the beauty of accountability from that standpoint.
And I also love the idea that we talked about last week, which is this notion of when you do something without being paid for it, like whatever you do to help your friends. So maybe you like to cut hair, and that's what you do on the weekend to help your buddies, or you like to move, or you like to be organized, or you like to whatever it is you like to do that you would do for free, that energy would be so incredibly valuable if it was brought into how we work. So if we didn't do what we do to get the money as a salary, what would we do? And I love this idea that even our work could be done as a service. It could be done as a contribution. It doesn't have to be something that we do as a volunteer necessarily. We can bring that mentality, that way of being, into our job.
It's very interesting when I coach my career transition clients, because it isn't quite the conventional wisdom yet that you go beyond just having other at the bottom of your resume where you kind of list what you do in your 5 to 9 life.
Yes.
When I take them through an exercise to say, why don't you write up each of these volunteer parts of your life as if it was a 4-pay job? Think about your deliverables, your accomplishments, the people you've touched. Even if we, of course, don't include the 3 pages that some people are gifted enough to be able to show, that track record, it shifts them just in a totally different way into how they then want to present themselves for all the professional way they operate in the in the work 4-pay world.
Yes, I'm really interested in this idea of integrating the good stuff that we do in our personal lives and the good stuff as well that we do in our professional lives, because I sometimes coach people that have this incredible ability to be organized and manage projects and you know, accomplish all these really great things. But then when you tell them, you know, what do you want to accomplish for yourself, they don't seem to see that they can transfer those skills of project management and organizational skills and this other thing that they do at the office as a skill that they actually have and they can also use in their volunteer projects or their other things.
Isn't that the truth? Mark, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and the thing I always find so interesting about it is when I'm doing what I love doing, it brings a whole level of joy, it raises my vibration, I become more positive. It doesn't really matter, it doesn't enter into it if I'm making money or not. So as long as I'm contributing to other people and they're getting value out of something that I love doing, it just puts me in such a better position, even if I don't have a job and I'm looking for a job. It just sets it up so that I'm going in with a strength rather than a weakness, because I've been using my talents. They're not getting stale. It's reinforcing and validating my strengths. And that's what I go into an interview with, or that's what I go into with a new client, or that's how I carry myself in new social situations. All of it is beneficial.
And what you're saying, Mark, is really interesting to me in the spirit of somehow there is a bit of a confusion to me when we talk about service, because it sounds like we're doing something for others, and even the way you spelled it out at the beginning, it's
sure,
about
that's
others.
True. That's true.
But the one that I serve the most when I actually serve is me, because my vibration rises, because my joy rises, and I get all these incredible benefits from supposedly serving others. And yes, but to me it's almost a cherry on the pie. There is, if I'm truly honest, one of the deepest reasons why I serve is because it uplifts me. Like, I can't stay depressed, I can't stay sad, I can't stay, you know, stuck in my own thing when I'm out there serving or helping or contributing. It immediately lifts me.
It lifts you, and I think it also clears your head.
Yes.
So that suddenly there's space for a lot of more positive, enabling things to come your way. At minimum, of course, there's always someone else that's got more problems than you do. Or
yes, well,
I often say is that more people had my kind of problems, quite frankly, to give me an element of humility and rebalance me back to say, wait a minute.
Yes.
Let's stop and don't let the negative noise continue to take you in whatever direction that might be.
It's exactly right. It gives you perspective in a way that often the conclusion is, wow, I'm actually okay. I'm doing fine. I'm okay. Like, it concludes that way for me always.
Mark, go ahead, please.
There's another way to look at this, too, that's so interesting, and that's the whole issue of customer service. Because we've all been faced, you know, where we call an organization and get their customer service people on the line, and you can tell right away whether they're doing it as a job with memorized, you know, things to say, or are they really feeling a sense of service. And one of the things that we do is we teach workshops on customer service. And the activity that makes the biggest difference is an activity we call the gift of giving. And we have people identify a time in their life when they just gave of themselves in a service without any financial reward or any other, you know, basic extrinsic reward, and have them go through a process of what that was like and what the experience is. And that's when they finally get, oh, that's what customer service is about. I'm actually doing a job in customer service for the benefit it brings to me, exactly what Sophie was just saying. And that's what actually creates the best customer service people.
Well, and I have to believe it. I so respect people that are in customer service departments, because imagine if your job was to listen to somebody screaming at you on the phone, call after call after call. And did anybody in customer service ever get a call that someone just said, you folks are fantastic, thank you very much? That's all I wanted to do was just tell you were great? I don't think so.
That's funny that you say that, because I've actually made a point the past few years that I've become more aware of that very point that you made. And mm-hmm. I actually got a ticket a few weeks ago, and I walked out, and it was one of those cases where I was really literally there for 5 minutes, and it's like I really should not have gotten a ticket, except I was parked in the wrong zone and the wrong thing with no money on the meter. I should have gotten a ticket, really. And my energy immediately, because of what you just said, shifted. Like, I thought this poor person, all she gets all day is people mad at her because she did her job. She put a ticket on a car that was parked wrongly without the money in the meter, and somehow by attacking her, I'm releasing my responsibility. I did not put money in the meter. I should get a ticket, and it's not this woman's fault. It's mine. And this notion that I really, it was not my place to be upset at this person because that's all she gets all day, was really helpful. It was really nice. And we exchanged, and I said, look, you're doing your job. I understand. And she looked at me like, what? Like, thank you, you know?
Well, you know, I might say I tried that actually on the policeman that stopped me for my trying to acquire another fast driving award, and it didn't work. I really thought by my thanking him for taking care of the public welfare that he'd be so flabbergasted that then he wouldn't write me up. Okay, it didn't work.
Well, yes, because the purpose is not for you to get off the hook. But
well, I thought it was, yeah.
Well, Sarah, we need to talk about that.
I know we do. I was held accountable. I no longer have a radar detector, so yeah, different phase of our life, right?
That's funny.
That's great. Mark,
but I do think what Sophie mentioned, though, is really, really important, and that is that, you know, so often, even whether it's a restaurant or somewhere else, we might complain when we don't get good service, but how often are we truly acknowledging people when they do give good service, rather than it having been an expectation? And I think that's also part of service, is mm-hmm. acknowledging others when you get value from them. That is also a service.
Yes, in fact, we even talked about that, this whole element of the strong play of gratitude as a way of really spurring follow-on successes.
Very much so. And it also has a self-serving quality to that as well, because, again, when you interact with someone by acknowledging their strengths, what are they going to do more of?
Exactly.
Like when you tell someone, I love the way you paid attention and brought me a drink that was really the drink I asked, and thank you, what do you think they're going to do for the rest of the flight or for the... It just helps people focus for themselves as well on the good things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mark, the back to that learning experience you offered in the group setting, was this one where you saw people's light bulbs coming in and coming off one at a time as they started to realize that even their bodies were in a different place for having reframed the challenge?
It's incredible, because what we do is we actually have people describe two different situations. One is when someone served them, you know, without getting anything in return, and then when was the time that they served others. And both experiences demonstrate the value of service on both for the receiver and the giver. And it's really not a give and take. It's a give and give and give and get and get and get and receive all at the same time. It's literally one of the most beautiful things I've ever watched when people go through that experience.
I think also that, you know, the give and give and give, that the receive may never directly come back to you or from that given individual, but you know in some way it's going to circle back, though. In some way it will, or you're going to allow a legacy to continue of even fanning out and touching more people.
Well, and like Sophie mentioned, and I just want to truly emphasize this, there is an instant gratification and receiving just from the joy it comes and the strength that it builds and the validation it creates from offering a service that someone else got value from.
Yeah, it's like when you give a hug to someone, it's like, are you giving it or are you receiving it? It's like both people are really embracing each other in a way that both receive, and in my mind, that's the same for service. Like, as you're serving another receive of your service, you get served as well right there.
That's right. You know, there's another caution in all this, though, and that is some people aren't really good at receiving.
Yeah.
And so when you are one who wants to give and to serve, and then if someone doesn't want to take or enjoy, you can go through this cycle of rejection and even think, what did I do wrong here? And that isn't what it is. It's still realizing and acknowledging that others may not receive in the same way that you would.
Yeah, you know, I can speak to this one, Zara, because that's actually an issue that I've had in my past where it was difficult for me to receive. And what I've learned recently is that there's actually a gift in receiving, that you're actually giving a gift to the person who's getting the chance to offer their service to you by receiving it with graciousness and gratitude. And not cutting that off.
And in essence, you really need to allow people to give to you.
Absolutely. It's very much an ego position to think that you don't need help or service from others.
Well, I think isn't also part of it, though, some people fear I'm giving up control then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Sophie, well, you were going to add to that.
Well, I was just going to say the joy of giving that someone who doesn't like to receive often has developed more of, it's fun to return it back to them. So when someone, you know, you want to give something to someone and they're like, oh, no, it's like, I don't need that, thank you, I don't, you know, whatever their version of not receiving looks like. And then you get to say, hey, you enjoy giving to me, don't you? And they'll be, yeah. Well, can I have that gift for myself? Can I get the joy of giving to you as well? And I find that often kind of shifts people's paradigm, kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm taking away the joy that I get by not letting you give to me. And I think it's a very fun way to see people go, ah, okay, well, let me, you know, give you that gift as well.
Well,
and I've learned, sorry.
Please, Mark.
I've learned that if I'm not receiving someone's, you know, just, you know, offer of a helping hand, where else am I not receiving in my life that I'm not even aware of because I've cut off that level of abundance?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, let's take all this, what we've been talking about, in the context of people in the career transition space, whether they want to make more of where they currently are or that they're in the process of shifting organizations or shifting careers, is you can't do that one alone, right? And, in fact, there are probably countless people around you that if you knew that element of how to raise your hand and reach for help, or likewise at the same time be giving to others in a similar challenge space, that it takes you forward.
Yes.
Mark, the idea of applying those principles then to someone you've reached out who's maybe in a fit of personal change.
Oh, it's huge. And you know, and if we're in the game of networking, and whether it's social networking or career networking or whatever, the networking begins not by thinking, what can I get from this person? Right. It's more about, what can I offer this person?
Yes.
And how can I find out what their need is that I can then support and be of service?
That's a great frame of mind, to enter conversations with this in the back of our minds. How can we serve each other? Like, what can I contribute? For all I know, what you're looking for that's the solution to your puzzle, I'm holding in my pocket. And if we don't have that conversation, and if we don't put ourselves out as like, oh, I need this, or I need that, how are you going to know that you might have the very solution that I'm looking for, and vice versa? Then
and
you express yours and
to build upon. Well, great. Well, Mark and Sophie from Impact Corporation, thanks so much for joining us today. Those interested, you can find all sorts of wonderful newsletters and guidance and services from Mark and Sophie on impacorp.com. We'll look forward to talking to the two of you next week. Have a great week.
Are you taking action in your life consistent with desired outcomes? Personal accountability is the key. Making the most of ourselves and our contributions to be of greater service to others. The ability to be counted on. Impact Corporation is dedicated to helping individuals and organizations around the globe improve performance through accountability for business results. Learn about Impact's consulting, training, and coaching products at impactcorp.com, impacorp.com, or call 310-275-0055. Impact Corporation. Transformation you can count on. 310-275-0055.